The foremost of processes of cheating is to desire to achieve liberation by merging into the Supreme. For this causes the permanent disappearance of loving service to Krishna. So this is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami unpacking the verse he quoted previous to this, Bhagavatam 1.1.2. So we see in Gita, we have Sarvatama Pratyaja. So Krishna is saying, abandon all varieties of religion. So some argue that that means I can give up everything. Abandon everything. Why do I have to follow any religion? Right? Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion. So therefore, Krishna then clarifies in Bhagavatam, what types of religion does one have to give up? So he makes this point, this Kaitava Dharma, this cheating religion. And the foremost of this cheating religion is merging into the Brahman. So this is called Sayujya Mukti. So it is explained that this Sayujya Mukti, this is the goal of the Jnanis. So generally speaking, there are three processes. Four if you consider demigod worship, but we don't really consider it so much. But Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Upasana Kanda, and Bhakti Yoga. So the goal of the Jnanis is actually to merge into Brahman. And in Sayujya Mukti, there are two types of liberation. One is to merge into the Lord's effulgence, and even worse than that, it is described by the Acharyas, one is actually to merge into the body of the Lord. So, we see, Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Paschachade Shatarine. Obeisances unto you, O spiritual master, eternal servant of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya in the Western world, which is full of impersonalism and voidism. So this is us. This is what we're full of. Nivishesh Shunyavad. We're full of this. This is the our proud heritage by being born in the West. Some of us are a little more fortunate. We're not born on this side of the European zone. We're born on the other side, so we may have some pious credit. But most of us are living here, and most of us are imbibing the wonderful English culture within our lives and day-to-day existence. So here we see, this is actually the compassion of a devotee. Previous to this, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was explaining this is actually covered in the external reasons why Lord Gauranga appears. So one of the external reasons why Lord Gauranga appears is to destroy this kaitava, this cheating of emergence into the impersonal Brahman. So you see many examples of this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when the Lord is always interacting with impersonalists, how he deals with them. He deals with them very, very heavily. Or he avoids them completely. So, this is mercy. This is compassion. Compassion means that if you look at yourself, what is your attachment? How did you come to Krishna consciousness, right? I'll do a quick quiz once we see the deities. I hope you're ready for the quiz. Just now coming. Jai Sri Radha Gokulananda ki, Sri Jaranashan Hanuman ki, Sri Gornitai ki, Tulsi Maharani ki. So Krishna says in the 7th chapter of the Gita, there are 4 types of persons that come to him. So how many of you came to Krishna consciousness seeking for knowledge? Raise your hand. Okay, so one. How many of you came to Krishna consciousness seeking money? Now be honest. How many of you? No? How many of you came to Krishna consciousness because you already knew what was going on? How many of you? Okay, perfect. And how many of you came to Krishna consciousness because you were distressed? Okay, I was hoping that that would be the case. So we come to Krishna looking for escape. We come to Krishna consciousness looking to escape our life. So this is explained by Rupa Goswami as sadhana bhakti. So sadhana bhakti means the first two aspects, klesh agni and shubhada. So by coming to the Krishna consciousness movement, klesh agni, all of your distress is destroyed. And the second step, shubhada, you get auspiciousness. So when we come to Krishna consciousness, we're running away from material existence, and we meet the devotees, and they're really inspiring, and they really touch the heart, and we practice, because we're running away. However, one has to be careful. As you see, as you progress in devotional life, you start to get a little bit complacent. I've been practicing for seriously for about maybe 5 to 10 years, associating with the devotees for 20 plus years of my short span of life. And I can see myself how by coming to Krishna consciousness, Krishna is so kind, he gives everything to you. But sometimes what happens is we take that for granted. And this is actually considered to be impersonalism. We actually do not appreciate the personal qualities of the Lord and His devotees. We only want freedom from distress. So it is explained that this freedom from distress is actually a byproduct. We practice sadhana not to forget Krishna, but we forget that there's a second part of that phrase, right? What is the second part? Always remember, right? We forget that. We practice Krishna consciousness trying to not forget. So we do our sadhana, we come to Mangal Arati, we do some service, so that we don't forget Krishna. But what happens outside of our quote-unquote sadhana time? You know, in our magical world called our time, you know, what we like to call the real world. In our jobs, in our studies, in our time in the Brahmachari ashram when there's no service, or in the Brahmacharini ashram when there's no service. What are we thinking? Because there's no sadhana there. From one point of view, there's no rules and regulations. There's no one on your back. Where are you in Mangal Arati? Did you sign your name on the roster? Right? So how in that time are you remembering Krishna? Because actually that is what is important. So this is Sambandha Gyan. What are we actually looking for in Krishna consciousness? We have to actually reflect. Moment to moment, we have to actually reflect. Why did we come to Krishna consciousness? Because Krishna consciousness, unfortunately, is a personality cult. And if you don't like people, you'll have a problem with Krishna consciousness. I'm sorry to say. Because, unfortunately, the spiritual world is full of people. And you have to listen to what they say. Sorry to break the news, everybody. It's not just you and God. No, you have to go through. So what are we looking for? Huh? Dharma, Artha, Karma, Moksha. So we're performing sadhana. We'll get some economics from there. Right? Be good, be nice. We'll get some nice pretty lakshana. We'll get some nice qualities. We'll become a nice person. And then, by being a nice person, we may actually get success in our material life. Because really, you're a good person. You couldn't make it because everyone else didn't know you were a good person. So you come to the Krishna Consciousness Movement to become a good person, and then you can go back to the material life and be successful. Right? You've made it. But that's not the point. We're not interested in Dharma, Artha, Karma, Moksha. We're not interested in becoming frustrated in Krishna Consciousness. We got frustrated in material life, we didn't know what to do. So what do? We go hang out with the Haris, we get frustrated and we come back to the material world. We don't care about that. Lord Kapila Dev, he, in the third canto, he's discussing with Devahuti. He rejects this. He rejects this point. This is a very, very important point for us to understand. Krishna consciousness is not running away. God consciousness is not a means of escape. God consciousness is life. You have to look at your life and think, besides the time that you have to do your duty, what are you doing? How are you behaving? How are you interacting? Because that's actually real consciousness, right? Just today. Means, I mean, if you look in this temple room, right? So there's one bulb missing there, and there's one bulb somewhere there. Right? That's probably been around for a few months. This is God's temple room. God's temple room means it has to look nice. Right? One time Srila Prabhupada was walking in Krishna Balaram Mandir, walking around, and he says, "You're blind, you're not seeing." And everyone's thinking, "What's going on?" And then again he says, "You're blind, you're not seeing." And they were thinking, "Well, what are you looking at, Prabhupada?" And Prabhupada saw one light, and it was the middle of the day, open in one room, in one corner, and he said, "Go switch that off." This is consciousness. Consciousness means that everything you see it in connection to Krishna. That means that your 2 foot by 6 foot space in the Brahmacharya ashram is also connected to Krishna. Or your 2-bedroom house and your nice Mercedes car is also connected to Krishna. How you use it must be connected to Krishna. This is where Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he makes this point. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Kavitam va jagate ishna kamaya. Mama janmani, janmani ishware, bhakti bhakti te ahitikitai. She's rejecting liberation. Janmane, Jamaneshwari, right? Birth after birth after birth. It's a very important point. What is the culmination of Kirtanya Sadahari? Janmane, Jamaneshwari, Bhakti, Bhakti, Hoitikita. That I just want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. Most of us came to the Krishna Consciousness Movement because we wanted to go back to the spiritual world. Or we wanted to escape. Actually, Srila Prabhupada quantifies that. Actually, most of you are here because you want to go to the heavenly planets. He makes some very strong statements to his disciples. So what does this mean? It means that we have to imbibe the service mood. What is the service mood? The service mood. Krishna makes this point. What is actually Brahman? Brahman is the platform by which we perform activity. Brahma Bhuta Prashanatma Nasochiti Nakanchiti. Right? And then after that, what does he say? Bhaktiya mama vijyanati, right? So in the Gita, he's making this point that you're happy in Brahman. So many people make this argument that I just have to dissolve all of my desires and just live in Brahman. Right? This is Brahman. This is Brahman. This is Brahman. Your material body is Brahman. You're dealing with Brahman. So Brahman isn't the problem. It's the sambandha, that's the problem. It's your relationship with that Brahman. It's your relationship. It's your understanding. So you become frustrated, so you think that everything should go away. My problems should go away. But you do not repose your faith unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You repose your faith into your ability to make the problem go away. You made the choice. You made the choice to come to Krishna consciousness. So you make the choice that you can leave at any time. Because you're making the choices. You hold the cards. So this is actually not dependency. It's actually very interesting. This morning, it's so nice actually. Krishna sometimes, just to emphasize a point, he'll make some arrangement that something will be said that continuously throughout that day, and you'll hear it in so many different ways. I was reading about Prabhupada's explanation on Brahmabhutta, and he was making this point that service is actually the essential key. And he was making that point again. We were reading Mahatma Prabhu was asking that question to Prabhupada, right? What do I do? And Prabhupada said, you just remember Krishna, you serve him, don't worry about anything else. Don't try and concentrate on being happy. This is our difficulty. We get into this, oh, woe is me kind of idea. Oh, I've been doing so many years of Krishna consciousness. When will I be happy? Because we're coming from that platform of moksha. We're coming from that platform of liberation from distress. Why are we distressed? It's because we have interacted with Brahman and we've not actually understood the source of Brahman. That's why we're distressed. We're dealing with material energy. That is Brahman. That is the energy of Krishna. We've not understood who the person behind the material energy is, so we become frustrated, so we become distressed. And we think by coming to the Krishna consciousness movement, we'll know how everything works and we'll go back and enjoy Brahman. This is described as the last trap of Maya. His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, he was giving one class one time. And he was making this very nice point. So you're there. You've reached perfection. And you're meditating. And slowly, 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 the bells are ringing and then there's a beautiful garden. And in that beautiful garden, there's a beautiful altar. And in that beautiful altar, as the curtain opens, there is a deity of you. This is the last trap of Maya. Is that you think you are God. Because you made the choice to come to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada makes this point. Brahmabhutta is just the start. And what is Asambandha? Radha Govinda. Right? No, that's Prayojana. Asambandha is Madan Mohan. Sorry. Madan Mohan means what? Means that we're not interested in material attraction, we're interested in attraction to Krishna. That is Asambandha. And what is the process of that Sambandha? Govinda. It means engaging the senses in the master who pleases the senses. And what is our goal? Gopinath. And what's Gopinath doing? Right? What's he doing? Ashlisha vapinasto mama, darshana mama karotiva, right? That point, that it does not matter if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me broken hearted by not being present before me. He is my worshipful Lord unconditionally. That is Gopinath. That's the point. So we come to Krishna consciousness thinking that we can be freed from all distress. But in fact, in Krishna consciousness, when you read the Bhagavatam, what is it full of? It's full of devotees in distressed conditions. Right? From Canto 1 to Canto 10 at least, 11 and 12 is dealing with other things. But Canto 1 to Canto 10, there's stories of the Lord's devotees in distress. So, how does one develop this Sambandha? One time, Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning, early days, he would always be smashing this impersonalistic idea. Mayavad. And he would say, Mayavad this, Mayavad that. And this was in New York, early days. And the devotees in New York, they turned to Prabhupada and say, Prabhupada, you're always talking about this Mayavad. You tell us who he is. You know, we're from New York. We know how to handle people. We'll go and sort him out. They didn't even know what Prabhupada said, yes, this is the right understanding. So this this point, why it is subtle, is because we have to actually look at the desire by which we actually came to Krishna consciousness. What is our dependency? Who are we actually dependent on? Because whether we like it or not, we have to be dependent on the Lord and His devotees. We've been frustrated in material life. We can't depend on anyone there. We come to Krishna consciousness and we get knocked around. Yes, ISKCON has made many mistakes. Yes, the devotees do make many mistakes. But you have to really look at your heart. See, who are you actually depending on? Because we're taught in the material world to depend on ourselves, right? Jay is studying. He's a student. So he can vouch for this. When you go to the mundane education system, what are you taught? You're taught depend on your own ability. Depend on your own intelligence. Depend on your own rationalization. And be the best that you can be. So you come into Krishna consciousness with that same consciousness. This is actually very dangerous. Because you stop the flow of mercy. Because you're actually not dependent on the Lord. You're dependent on yourself. So therefore, at the end of the day, Brahman goes into Brahman. So you're dependent on Brahman. So that's all you want, is to merge into Brahman. But you're not dependent on Bhagavan. You're not dependent on the person behind Brahman. Very, very subtle point. You have to look. That's why the Christian religion is very popular. You see God, He points in one of two directions, and that's the last you see of Him. And then the rest of life is enjoyment. You don't have to deal with God. That's a good religion. Just serve God for a bit, and He stamps your passport and says, okay, now you're in heaven. No. Devotee doesn't think like that. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing in Harinam Chintamani that this sambandha, this relationship, comes through pure chanting of the holy name. That is the foundation of all activity in our spiritual life. As we're going through the Namabhas phase, we should be increasing our attachment to the holy name through good Vaishnava Sangha. So again, relationship can only come through shelter. So we have to take shelter. We have to take shelter. So now in Mayapur, they're having the Gopuranam festival. And this year they're calling it the Festival of Six Loving Exchanges, the Festival of Loving Exchanges. So how we increase our sambandha with the devotees? Practice these loving exchanges. Just like on my bead bag, we have these counting beads. These are very special. These remind me, they were given to me as a gift. They were made by my good wife. She made them for all the devotees. So it reminds me of her as a devotee. But also what's very important is that these beads come from the altar, and they were used in decoration during the 40th anniversary of Sri Sri Radha Landaneshwar. So every time I look at them, I'm reminded of Landaneshwar. That is consciousness. When you see the Lord's shoes, you're reminded of the Lord. When you see the Lord's temple, you're reminded of the Lord. When you see the Lord's devotees, you are reminded of the Lord. That is consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. Because otherwise, what you're seeing? Because if you're impersonal, you're only seeing Brahman, you're not seeing Krishna behind it. So therefore, you'll deal with it impersonally. So it's a gift, that's very nice, great. Just like you got a new piece of, you got the latest fashion, right? And you're happy for a bit, And then after a while, it's gone out of fashion, so you throw it in the pile. You want to get some other fashion. Oh, the devotees did something nice for me. Just see how nice I am. They did something nice for me. And the next minute, that same devotee did something nice for you, corrects you. You're like, you're only supposed to give me gifts. You're not supposed to correct me. That's not your position. I know devotees who take on the day of initiation, have turned around to their spiritual master and said, don't think that you can give me instructions. On the day of their initiation. We may think that this is extreme, or you think that this, but this is going on in your heart, and you have to get rid of it. Because you're dependent on yourself. And this is a symptom of impersonalism. And how do you know you're successful in becoming personal? You know you're successful if your relationships with the devotees increases. See, relationships with the devotees. Is that increasing? Is that becoming stronger? And is the opportunity for service also increasing? Is Krishna providing more and more service for you? More and more service opportunities? Then you know you're going in the right direction. And if not, then you have to start changing your life very quickly, very drastically. So as we practice Krishna consciousness, we must, in this verse we're quoting, Bhakti Mama Bijihanati, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is making this point about visate. Sometimes commenters say visate means enters into, means entering into Brahman. Prabhupada makes this point. No. He makes a very nice example. He says, just like a green bird enters into a green tree. Externally, you may think that everything is one, but no, the bird has his identity and the tree has his identity. In the same way, the surface of the ocean may look the same, but if you dive deep into the ocean, there's so many things you'll find. So if you dive deep into the ocean of bhakti, then there's so many things to find. Don't take Krishna consciousness superficially. We're very good at that. We're very good at taking Krishna consciousness superficially. Don't take Krishna consciousness superficially. Increase your greed to find out more about personality of Krishna. Just like I remember when I was young. Just like we have a group of our youngsters going out to Alton Towers today. I think they're on their way now. I was saying to them, so when you're on your roller coaster, just remember Krishna. And I was reminded, actually, in the third part of the 10th canto, on the front cover, and picture, there's a picture of Krishna Balaram flying down the cliff. I was thinking, this is where it's coming from. This is where this attraction for roller coasters is coming from. It comes from Krishna and Balaram, right? What do? They jump off of cliffs. So you repose that in the Lord's pastime, you actually perfect your desire. But we don't see it. We miss it. Because we're actually not looking for Krishna. We're actually not looking for Krishna when we come to Krishna consciousness. We're looking for moksha. We're looking for freedom of distress. So when we get distress in Krishna consciousness, we become bewildered. And what's the first thing we do? First thing we do is we question. Is this right for me? Do the devotees really care? Am I in the right place? Am I in the right sampradaya? Did Swami Prabhupada give me everything that I want? Should I go somewhere else? These things come up. So this is where the root of all problem comes from. Why is Prabhupada make this? I was asked this question recently. Why is Prabhupada constantly degrading Mayavadis? He sounds very critical. He shouldn't be very critical. I was asked this question. I was like, if you have a very good friend, and that very good friend cares for you, and knows that if you do this, then it is ultimately going to be to your detriment. Do you not think that that good friend will completely, continuously try and remind you not to do this? So what does Srila Prabhupada write at the end of his letters? Your ever well-wisher. Well-wisher means he's always wishing you well. Therefore he's making these points. Therefore he's stressing this point. Therefore he's trying to kick us out of this impersonalistic tendency. And we're all there. Some devotees we'd see and we're like, hide away from them because we don't want to deal with them. So we walk the other direction. I've done that in the past. I gave the example last time I was here. I was running away from Jaipadaka Maharaj. We all do that because we're centered on ourselves. Even in Krishna consciousness. So, what is a real liberation? Real liberation is service to Krishna. That is real liberation. Because service to Krishna and Vaishnava Sangha actually frees you. That's why Krishna makes that point, Bhakti-yamam, after Brahma-bhuta. So after achieving liberation, Brahma-bhuta means liberation. Coming to the stage of Brahman means you're out of the material world. Engage in service. So that means we have to take responsibility for our life. Be responsible. And Krishna will take you seriously. But if you're not responsible, then how is Krishna going to take you seriously? What does that mean by responsible? It means how you interact with his devotees. Because if he sees you interacting with his devotees nicely, then he's interested in you. And even if he's not interested in you, Radharani is interested in you. And if Radharani is interested in you, he's interested in you. Because he has no choice. But as long as you're okay, you're doing fine, my Krishna consciousness is fine, get off of my case, don't talk to me about sadhana, prabhu, mataji, I'm alright, fine. And Krishna's not going to come and see you. He won't. Because you're okay. You practice Krishna consciousness according to how you like. Fine. Continue that way. Or, you can practice Krishna consciousness according to how Krishna likes. So that means everything, nothing is uncovered. From waking to taking rest, everything you're doing is God conscious, is conscious. So from what you put on your body, to what you put in your mouth, to how you speak, to what you think, to how you act, is all connected to Krishna. And nothing is outside of it. So, sorry if we spoke strongly on some things. But we are following in this line. Srila Prabhupada speaks very strongly about many things. And please forgive me if we've increase global warming somehow or other. If there are any questions or corrections or comments, then we'll take them. If not, then thank you for your patience.